Barbara Kidney calling in from town of Shongum, New York. I'm calling in regard to Midday Magazine, Saturday, July 11th, report by Karen DeWitt regarding the issue of Governor Cuomo appointing Eric Schneiderman to investigate these issues of police brutality. I have a very strong concern about the wording in Ms. DeWitt's report, in which she said that Eric Gardner was selling cigarettes illegally, which is true, but then went on to say that the police used a chokehold on Eric Gardner. The police used an illegal banned chokehold on Mr. Gardner.
Dr. Solsitz, I'm calling from Monterey, Massachusetts. I'm calling to comment on a report on increasing heroin addiction, which I heard on All Things Considered on Saturday, July 11th. And I was astounded that during the entire report, there was no mention of the effective pharmacotherapy treatments for heroin addiction, namely methadone, buprenorphine, or naltrexone. It sounded to me like all of the reports were about people who were trying to be abstinent and not use effective medications. And it has been known for at least 50 years that most people who don't go on these effective medications will relapse. And unfortunately, the report was not only about relapsing, it was about overdose and overdose deaths.
My name is Stephanie Duell. The reason I'm calling is I was listening to WAMC on Sunday, July 12th, around 1 p.m., and there was a story about a mass murderer in New York State by the name of Robert Garrow. And it just brought to mind the young high school friend that I grew up with, whose name isn't mentioned, the teenage 18-year-old boy that was bludgeoned to death, tied to a tree, Philip Dombrowski. And it just brought to mind the memory of Philip and how sad the world is that we can remember the murderers, but how quickly you forget those victims.
Richard Oman from Hawley, Massachusetts. And I'm calling about Peter Welch's comments today, Representative Peter Welch, especially his calling Iran a dangerous and aggressive nation. Far and away, the most dangerous and aggressive nation operating in the Middle East is, of course, the U.S., which has invaded several countries and caused enormous damage in at least four: Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Libya, and in my own opinion, Syria should be added to that list. A very dangerous country. Iran has not invaded another country in many decades.
Jonathan Tetherly, Chicopee, Massachusetts. Alan Shartok usually gets it right, but his commentary on President Obama's effort to reverse mass incarceration got it wrong. He reiterated an unfortunately popular perception that African Americans are more likely to be incarcerated because they are more likely to commit crimes. Michelle Alexander's fully and carefully documented book, The New Jim Crow, explains that people of color, and African Americans in particular, are more likely to be incarcerated because they have been specially targeted by the criminal justice system in arrest, conviction, and sentencing, primarily through the mechanism of the war on drugs.
Mary Folsom of East Greenbush, New York. Thank you for having Tom Loeb on Tuesday after the Iran agreement. He was very informative, and it was an excellent Vox Pop show. Tom Loeb was just interesting and articulate, and I learned an awful lot.
Gina from Rhinebeck, I just wanted to thank you so much for allowing me to hear the voice of the wonderful Yop Penrot again. It brought me to tears.